Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome to episode 27 of Role Model. My name is Axel, and you've come to the right place if you want to be a happier and more successful person. You've come to the right place if you are ready to learn from the best. And today we're going to learn from Seth Godin. If you don't know Seth Godin, you're making a huge mistake. He is one of the best and most successful bloggers and authors ever. He's telling you how to live a fulfilled life. And guys, I'm really, really sorry for the noise in the background. I'm literally standing in the rice field right now because that's the only place where I have internet access at the moment. Guys, anyways, have fun. This is Seth Godin.
The story of Icarus is fascinating to look at from a cultural perspective. It's been around for thousands of years. We all know it. Daedalus and Icarus go to a desert island. Daedalus, the dad, makes wings out of feathers, gives them to his son, puts them on with wax, says to his son, "Obey your father, we're flying out of here. Don't fly too high, because if you fly too high, the wax will melt and you'll die." And we all know what happened. Icarus got uppity, he had hubris, he disobeyed his father, and he died. Except that's not what the myth said in 1700 or 1500 or 1200. They changed it. It used to say, but more important, don't fly too low. Because if you fly too low, the water and the mist will weigh down your wings and you will surely perish. They took that part out. They took it out because the people in power, the industrialists, want us to fly lower. Because it's easier to ignore us, it's easier to keep us in line, it's easier to get a factory job that way. People who have the hubris to dream of something bigger change the status quo. And the people who are in charge aren't in favor of that. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all, but I do know where public school came from. And public school was invented by factory owners who didn't have enough compliant factory workers. And it worked great. For 100 years, we had this wonderful system. Do what you're told, go to the placement office, you'll get a job for 50 years, you'll like the job, but you'll be able to go home and watch TV, buy enough stuff, you'll need a storage unit, and then you'll die. And the deal was straightforward and kept on both sides. And during our lifetime, in the last 20 years, the deal's off. And the mistake, the problem, is that people are still seduced into thinking that what they're supposed to do is fit in more. And social media has made it worse because there's this whole pack mentality of how do I fit in more, with small bursts of here's one quick tip for a flat stomach and three different ways to get rich and you can learn to flip houses today and be a millionaire tomorrow. None of which work, right? But the combination of those two mean that people are starting to feel broken and bitter because the promise isn't being kept. So you have a choice, and the choice is one of three things. Either you're the replaceable cog in the pyramid who's going to get paid as little as possible, or you're the founder, the owner, the person who runs the thing. But for most of us, the best choice is to be the linchpin, the one we can't live without, the person who figures out what to do next. And I'm betting that of the 1,400 people who worked for you, you had 50 linchpins. Mandatory education makes no sense. Nobody ever learned anything against their will. Sooner or later, it becomes voluntary. You need enrollment. Not enrollment from the legal sense of you're not truant, but enrollment in the sense that you're leaning into it and want to learn it. So if we want to teach someone to be a baseball fan, here's what we don't do. We don't say, here's the baseball textbook, there'll be a test tomorrow. And if you do well, you can take another test. And if you do 10 tests in a row really well, we'll take you to a game. That's not what happens. But yet, kids memorize all these statistics and they know all this stuff because they wanted to know it. So we must begin by gaining enrollment. And there are a couple ways to do it. One way is to promise a quick win, right? Just read these six paragraphs and you will lose 30 pounds. And it's easy to get the masses to pay a dollar for that, but it doesn't work. It's a dead end. The other way to do it is to say to people, being a Navy SEAL or being physically fit or being smart at business, these are endeavors. They take effort. If you're ready to pay the price to get the benefit, there are people who will teach you. So it's the opposite of the question, will this be on the test? If you're asking, will this be on the test? from an online course or from a school, what you're basically saying to the teacher is, without a certificate, I don't need to be here. I'm only here to prove that I was here. And in this post-educational institution world that we're entering, certificates are worth less and less. What's actually worth something is, did you sign up to learn something? Were you opened yourself up to possible failure, opened yourself up to the stress of becoming someone else in a way that made you better? And not everyone wants to do that. But my mission is to work with the people who do so that I can help them open those doors. Your job is to make people feel welcome and to connect with them. So there's this space between you and them. And the question is, will you risk entering the space? Putting yourself forward, even though in that moment, the person might say, you totally misjudged what was happening here. I don't want your smile and I don't want your connection. But when you do it well, not only is it addictive, it creates enormous amounts of possibility. And so that leap into the void doesn't mean mortgage your house and put everything you've got on one business project. It means, are you hooked on that feeling of this might not work and this might work? We'll find out. The system wants you to feel mostly powerless because they have power, you don't. And it also wants you to feel inadequate until you buy more stuff, because that's what marketers sell us, is the idea that until you buy this, you're incomplete. It turns out those two things don't make people happy. What makes us happy is agency, knowing that we have some sort of control over what's going to happen. And unfortunately, the economic structure that we live in isn't going to be easy for most people to fix, not in the short run. But what we can fix right now is how we respond or react to what's happening in front of us. Now, my friend Kat Hoch says you can't be curious and angry at the same time.
That's interesting.
So you get a choice, right? You get a choice in the traffic jam. You get a choice when you're dealing with an angry clerk. You get a choice with a bureaucrat. Am I going to be curious about how this person got to this moment? Am I going to be angry at the situation? And what we find is that as a parent, as a clerk at 7-Eleven, as a third grade teacher, we could dig deep into emotional labor, not the physical labor of digging a latrine, but the emotional labor of sitting when we feel like running, of whispering when we feel like yelling. We could dig deep and say, in this moment, I'm going to choose to be the best version of myself and seek possibility. Turns out that that's a life, that you can build an entire life merely doing that. And then what happens, more often than not, is the world responds by inviting you to play on a bigger stage. So this is not about hustling. I'm not a fan of hustling. I'm a fan of a generous hustle. And the generous hustle says, how can I do things in the world to leave a better trail and to help other people? Not, how do I do things so I get my fair share? Because the world doesn't respond well to hustlers. They don't like being hustled. But the world responds really well to people who take responsibility and give away credit. And that boundary there is totally different. And if you work in an organization that can't respect that, there's another one that wants you.
Okay, that was Seth Godin, and guys, you should really check him out. His blog, his post, this guy is just freaking incredible. So much value. And before you leave, if you haven't already, leave a review for this podcast. It would help me a lot. It would help me to reach more people. It would make me happy. So go make me happy and leave a review. It takes less than 10 seconds. Guys, that's it. I'm out. See you tomorrow.